He's in the catbird seat, at least this weekend.
And I think he'll be for months to come. I think it was foolish to dismiss him, not because of him. He comes across as a reality TV tycoon buffoon. But the people who are, you know, attracted to him are a real important part of the Republican primary base. I mean, these, you know, a lot of Republicans still believe that Barack Obama was not born in the United States, that he's some sort of secret socialist and secret Muslim who has a secret plan to destroy the United States, and they just really don't like him. And so they want somebody who's going to vent their fears, their frustrations, not someone who's for good government with policies. And that block is anywhere between 10 and maybe 25%. And in a divided field, that gives Donald Trump, if he speaks to these people, yeah, what he said, this outsized influence. And I don't think that block is going away, and Trump isn't going away.
I agree, Trump isn't going away, but he's not going to get votes. I think his voters
you think
are.
Think he's not going to get votes in the.
I think much less than he polls. He'll poll really well. I think he'll hang around 20 forever, but his voters are what they call low information voters. That is to say, people who don't pay attention to politics. And this is a conservative party, and he is not a conservative. He's against entitlement reform. He's for a single payer health care system. His ideology is not left right. It's winners and losers, and I'm a winner, and all those people up that you don't like and you feel alienated by, they're a bunch of losers, and so it's not a classic ideology. I think he'll get it because, for the reasons I said it earlier, for the same reason Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton are struggling, he's rising. He's at the moment where the country wants some sort of weird insurgency with a lot of ego, and that's him. And so he's at the moment of the times, but I don't think those people are going to show up, and he'll just hang around at 20% forever, but somebody will eventually beat him.
Well, we keep talking about him every Friday, so we'll see how long it lasts.
Well, he continues to be an incredibly gross human being, if I say that. I mean, the comments about Megyn Kelly.
Well, you know,
I get some comments about